In Parliament on Tuesday, Minister of Defence Angie Motshekga said despite ongoing funding issues, the SANDF still has the capability to defend the country.
Defunding has affected us badly, and that's what we're reporting on. Why, given that we are really in a very difficult, it places us in a very difficult situation in many respects, and you will see even from our performance because of the funding problems. I mean, in the audit report, we have a 3 billion underspending because the overspending just on HR. We are looking at measures as to how to compensate for that, because we just can't complain and keep on spending. There are measures that government had put in place, Chair, in terms of early retirement to make sure that we can really release your older staff, which is highly paid, and use rejuvenating program to be able to create space. And I can tell you, Chair, it has worked in education. We're able to release your teachers, which were about 55 and above, without them losing anything. And it gives you an opportunity to get younger people to rejuvenate your staff, but also allows you to really recruit people that you pay sometimes two-thirds of what you would have paid the older staff, and it allows you to really have a space to play around with the budget. And we're looking at that. But the underfunding has not only affected us in terms of HR, it has affected us in many areas where we can't service our equipment, which means, for instance, in the Air Force, instead of flying, having 6 airplanes, we have maybe 4 working. It reduces the number of flying hours that we can give to our people. If we don't have enough money to service our boats and ships, it means there's less time for people to be trained or to be in the sea. And which not only affects us in terms of our capacity, but it also affects the contribution of defense to the country, because most pilots were trained in the defense force, most sailors were trained in the defense force. So it is a matter. What I can say, Chair, we are constantly engaged with Treasury. At the last Lekgotla, there was an agreement that ourselves, health and education are going to get the higher priority. So we're looking at that when the budget comes, to say, now that the forecast is going to save these departments, because as I've just indicated, it affects every other area of our work when we are underfunded. So it is an area of great concern also to us, but it's an area that we are constantly engaged. Our HOD is in constant communication with Treasury to see how we can really save the department, because it is a serious problem.
Lieutenant General Michael Ramantswana, the Chief of Staff of the SANDF, echoed Motshekga's views.
The minister says, yes, we can, right? Your problem with the Defence Force is to be able to sustain your operations as long as it is possible. If that operation is going to take you 5 years, you have got an invest that is going to carry on for that long, are you going to be able, if it's going to carry on for 10 years, that you've got insurgencies, are you going to say that? The honorable members should not, and I say this thing with respect, be asking the Defence Force. The Defence Force was clear. From the beginning, we said, this is what the defense review was clear. We have the ability to withstand any incursion into South Africa, and we if you want to judge us by the most recent incident, I think that might just be a mistake.
However, Skopa raised concerns about the SANDF's preparedness. Chair Songezo Zibi questioned whether the country was ready to face a threat.
I just want to say, General and Minister, your answer is wholly unsatisfactory, and let me explain why. And I'm not fighting. I am now using the same information that you are looking at. When we are simply not able to fly planes and helicopters anymore, when there is an actual incursion, General, a simulator is not going to be very helpful. And it might be politically incorrect in a public hearing for a military officer, senior military officer, and a minister to say, the answer is, no, we are actually scared. But that really should be the correct answer here. Looking at the data that is presented before us, we really should say that. With respect, General and Minister, the correct answer to this question is no.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.